touch base on that briefly. Also, we'll also touch base on the Grammys. So yeah, we've got a few bits and pieces coming up. We're also going to cover some of the All-Star weekend, the dunk contest for the NBA, and a bit of sport culture that we do not agree with, in terms of, say, soccer and all the flares that have been going off lately. So we will touch base on a few things. So that's the show lined up. There
The
will be a few
America.
more things
Don't
tucked
forget
in
about
as well.
America and heating
So,
up the clouds.
of course. Oh, yeah, we've got a few conspiracy theories that are always good to speak about and just kind of laugh at those who come up with them. But anyway.
I've got the entrance theme lined up. We want to.
Of course, we can't let it slide, can we?
Right. A bit of a belated entrance. Here we go. All right, and that was our belated entrance. Sorry about not having it at the start. Bit of tech difficulties. I'm
But
having a bit of a mare with tech so far. I just spilled a coffee on my laptop, so it's not good so far.
no, it's never good in the Sin Studios when it comes to tech. So just give us once again, just hold up on us for a bit there.
So we'll go straight into a song, and then we'll get stuck into all our subjects. Daniel, this is going to be a. I know. Well, I say every song's a favorite of yours, but that's because we arrange everything. So, of course, it's a favorite. This is going to be a Heatwave by Wiley. So, please,
Oh,
Daniel,
indeed. Yes. I'm
enjoy.
excited to hear this one. Press play.
If I draw five for the day, then we ain't gotta worry. We're nice for the day. Inspired by the sun, take flight for the day. Sipping a cold beer, sunshine in your face.
This is Chris Owen Higgins, and you're listening to The Big Show on Sin 90.7.
Yeah, g'day, mates.
Good evening, fam. So, early in the week, there was a bit more on Shane Warne on the Channel 10 reality show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So, Shane Warne has shared his thoughts on the theory of evolution, hasn't he?
He's been a bit of a whizzler. Don't know what he's going on about here, to be perfectly honest with you. But he's basically he's come out and said that as you said on the celebrity show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He said, well, this is the quote that I've taken from it. Then why haven't we, one of those, like the monkeys, why haven't they evolved with us? So he's stating that all the monkeys now that are wandering around the earth, how come they're not evolved like us humans?
Yes, going off that that of course we evolved from monkeys. Now that's all rubbish because Shane, we didn't evolve from the monkeys that you and I see today. We evolved from a common ancestor. That's the bit that I don't think he kind of put the link
But
to.
Dan, the aliens. The aliens did it.
The aliens did it.
Well, that's what he claims. He says
What
that
aliens?
he cla oh. Are you not a believer in the extraterrestrial,
Oh, of
Daniel?
course I'm a believer, but what Shane said about aliens?
Well, he's gone in and said, who was he talking to? He was talking to
Bonnie, some girl called Bonnie.
yeah. So he said, look at those pyramids, Bonnie. You couldn't do them. You couldn't pull those ropes, huge bits of brick, and make it perfectly symmetrical. So he's gone and said that, and then he's talked about alien intervention doing that, and he's gone and said that we basically they've like done a bit of a touch up somewhere along the line of our history long, long ago.
Yep.
They've genetically modified the ape and made it into a human, and that's what's happened as an experiment, and we're being watched.
All right, so what's his deal? He thinks that we can't lift the bricks up. He
Yes.
thinks we they
He
just
thinks that the pyramids are
so he thinks
alien
that
tech.
a crane was used to put those bricks up. Does he
No,
have
not a
That's not the
crane.
case at all. They used, I believe, logs or something, and they'd roll
Yes,
the
roll the
giant
big
bricks
brick.
across them and all that. So there you go, Shane. You just
I don't think
should
Shane's
have
given much
read up a
credit
little
to.
bit on that, I reckon.
He's not giving much credit to the folks that did it, to be fair.
Yeah, well,
Bloody impressive.
it
Fruiting
is. Yeah,
impressive, whatever
of
you want
course
to
it is.
say. Unbelievable. I mean, so. And he's the woman was the Bonnie, the woman he was talking to was kind of just, you know, when someone's talking, they're talking a bit of trash, and you're just kind of like, oh yeah, must be this, yeah, and you just kind of agree with him. I think
Yeah.
she was just humouring him because I don't think she agreed with him. He was just now he's a bit of a loony, I'd say.
I reckon he's a good bloke, but he's just a bit misguided here. But as you said, she was probably just humouring him. You're just doing the old say yes and shake your head and nod, basically. So
that's what I would have done.
To satisfy him. But so, anyway, so that's one of Warney's...
Darwin's theory down the drain.
Well, according to Warney, but that's one of his little theories that... You often have a few friends that just have some random theory that they just they bring out of nowhere, and there's a few going around which we'd all be aware of, I'm sure. So one of them is the fact that
we're gonna dip into them, aren't we?
Of course. When you see a jet in the sky and you've got that that wispy trail behind them, so that's one thing.
When they're breaking the sound barrier, I believe.
Yeah, and people claim it's a chemtrail and all this hoo ha.
So a what flower?
A chemtrail, and it's doing all sorts of biological and chemical damage, and so. It's just a lot of jibber-jabber, so you got that. You've got fluoride in water as another one. So with fluoride,
of course,
only a few nations do it, us included, the States, Britain as well. So I think there's two more. So they reckon it's used to kind of...
control our minds.
Well, yeah, control our minds and rubbish like that. So
they get us. This is some conspiracy stuff, so get your tinfoil hats out because we're going deep here.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you're being mind-controlled, Daniel?
I'd like to think not.
I mean, interesting thought, though.
It's good for your teeth.
Interesting. Maybe it's a public service that they're putting fluoride in our thing so they can make sure we have all healthy teeth. No, but you would think that a few people are sheeps around here, wouldn't you?
Well, I'd have to agree so. I mean...
Maybe they are.
Indeed, but it's just, all it is a bit of fluoride. The deal was, when they introduced it, it's just to prevent, like all that plaque build up, and it's meant to keep your teeth strong, especially in children and whatnot. So, there you go. That was the idea behind it. And it also, another thing it also helps out with is with your kidneys and preventing renal disease and stuff like that. So, people just get on their high horse once again and just talk a bit of jibber-jabber. Another one. So Another one. Exactly right. So microwave ovens, this is.
Very useful. Use them on a daily,
of course,
daily
but
basis.
Especially when they originally came out, people believed that microwave ovens would kill the nutrients in the food.
Rubbish.
Well,
rubbish, I claim.
Yeah, so the deal is it is rubbish, but... it is rubbish, but... At the same time, it does kind of, it breaks them down, but that's just so you can digest them easier.
Nutrients can't just disappear.
Some foods need to be heated up so you can consume the proteins and absorb them easier anyway. So that's just the deal. Food's already dead. It's often frozen when you eat it, for God's sake.
That's true. This brings
you're not eating a live cow. You're eating a steak you've brought defrosted in the fridge, for goodness sake. It's not killing nothing.
This brings me to a thought, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
I believe most foods are better toasted. Would you agree?
Toasted?
Such as a Subway Sanger. Fresh or toasted? What would be your preference?
I'd get it toasted.
Because it's delicious toasted.
Yes.
All right. What about a cheese sandwich or a toasted cheese sandwich?
Toasted.
Exactly. And? Now, I heard someone say that when you toast such meals... it unlocks extra calories in it.
When you toast them?
Yes. Is that a load of codswallop or what? You're the one doing some fancy health degree here.
I mean, it can... When you heat things up, obviously it breaks them down, as I said before, especially with the proteins and whatnot. Also, that being said, say you got your potato, if you would eat it raw, so I'll keep it... simple. If you ate your potato raw, it'd be a lot more lower in GI, glycemic index, than it would be if you were to heat it up. And it'd be higher in GI, meaning that it's more of a sugar kind of thing that's going to go straight into your bloodstream and
so
spike
toasting
it up.
Things makes it worse?
No, not necessarily. It just depends what foods you do it to. But I wouldn't blame anything on anything. It's just, you're heating it up. Who cares? You don't need to nitpick at it.
You're dang right.
It's a toasted sandwich.
Toasted sandwich tastes better toasted.
Yeah, exactly right.
Tell me I'm wrong. Anyway.
You're not wrong.
Before we get a...
We got sidetracked there from the conspiracy theory, but no problem there.
We're talking about... I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. We'll go to a song now. This is Joker and the Thief by Wolfmother. Thoughts, Daniel?
Good thoughts.
All right, here it is.